This goes to Dr. Jessica Mowbray. It's M like Mary, O, B like boy, R-A-Y. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Janice, J-A-N-A-C-E, Miser, M-I-Z-E-R, date of birth 1/4/1944. Dear Dr. Mowbray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Miser with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to a cardiorenal syndrome and hypertension. Her last visit was September 17th of this year. She had started Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 5 milligram daily. She did use that for up to a month, but the monthly cost is prohibitive, over $600 a month for a prescription. And so she stopped taking it, and she wonders if there are any other choices at this point that would work in the same way. And she does have an allergy to Jardiance. It caused a very bad lesion on her buttock, which has since resolved. She is tired. She is scheduled to have a pacemaker with defibrillator placed December 12th in Midland. And she's hoping that will help her feel better. Currently, she denies dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is unchanged, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medications. I want to highlight carvedilol 12.5 milligram twice a day, Lipitor, low-dose aspirin. She's on iron, folic acid, vitamin C, cod liver oil, turmeric, zinc, vitamin E. Also Entresto 4951, one tablet twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Torsamide is 40 milligram daily, Protonix 40 milligram daily. She has nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain, but has never used it and has not needed to use it. Physical exam, weight 182 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse is 73. Blood pressure is 120 over 70. Her neck is supple, minimal jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. She has an aortic murmur that is stable and does not radiate. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 25th, 2024. Creatinine is 2.13. Estimated GFR is 23. Her calcium is 8.9. Sodium, slightly elevated, 147. Potassium, 3.9. Carbon dioxide, 27. Albumin, 3.9. Phosphorus, 3.7. Hemoglobin, 11.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We do have samples of Farxiga. And I believe for cardiovascular and renal protection, we should restart the Farxiga 5 milligram once a day. So 28 samples were provided for the patient. I did warn her about possible urinary tract infections and also yeast infections. And the patient and family verbalized understanding of the possible side effects. She will be having weekly labs to assess for dehydration and renal changes when she restarts the Farxiga 5 milligram one daily. And she will have the weekly labs. We will have a follow-up visit with the patient within the next 1 to 2 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.